Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I repeat. Welcome to Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab and DJ Burn. This is the station where they do not turn down. I repeat,
do not turn down.
They are giving you the best of the hip hop local news, hip hop global news. So don't you sit there and drop a phone call 347-934-0579, man. This is the station you want to be. Welcome to Talking Hip Hop.
Coming to you live from American National University, Lexington, Kentucky. Hello, fans. I'm DJ Slav, along with
your boy DJ Bird,
Diploma Brothers, 30 Minutes of Fame, yours and mine. It's all the same time. You know what I'm saying?
What's good, Bird?
Man, this weather's crazy.
Well, we got to give a shout out to all the victims that lost their lives from Charleston, South Carolina church murders last night. You know what I'm saying? It's a tragic happening that just, man, we got to stop all this, you know. I don't know if it's these people, you know, is trying to start race war, but, you know, coming from DJ Slab, we don't need all that. We got too much going on right now with our own individual lives, without the media propaganda, with everything, you know, contributing to a race war. So that's what it's going to be. I hate to say it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's like, well, it was a hate crime. Yes, it was a hate crime. You know what I'm saying? They had arrested, hold on, let me find his name. This young man was 21 years old, and they arrested Dalen Root. He was white and apprehended today in North Carolina. So, and they let him off with a bulletproof vest and no handcuffs. Yes, you ain't seen the pictures, bruh. So, you know what I'm saying? That's the most fucked up. Excuse me, that's messed up in my eyes, you know, because time and time again, we seeing brothers getting killed by the police and not even given a chance to go out peacefully. But this man killed 9 people. Man, you 9 people in one church.
Yeah, man, set up in there and into the meeting, man. Said they was having like a little meeting.
Yeah.
I guess it was kind of like that.
Man, it was Bible study.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It was Bible study. And so
he's in there for like, what, 30, 45 minutes and then just start shooting up?
Yeah.
Just for no apparent reason.
Emmanuel A.M. Church in Charleston, South Carolina. So, and he killed a state senator at that. This man has to... I don't know. This is messed up. I can't say it no more or nothing less. You know what I'm saying? I can't say all white people are bad because each race has their own evil people. There's always evilness in each race. I don't care who you are. We're all humans beneath the surface. So I wish the best for the family that lost a loved one in this tragic, in this tragedy. And I hope everything, I hope justice is served, pretty much. That's all I'm asking for, justice. And if he walks away from killing 9 people, I don't have no faith in the justice system now, but my faith is going to be really diminished. You know what I'm saying? So if any callers out there today, call us up at 347-934-0579.
Yeah, hit us up.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, God, this has to. We don't need this right now. We really don't, because, you know, it really is not, it's not easing the tensions between whites and blacks. And, you know, I had some friends talking about it earlier, which they're Caucasian, and which they're Caucasian women, and they asked me why everybody want to be black. I told them, shoot, if they knew best, they would want to be black. With our struggles that we got, shoot. I said, shoot, you know what I'm saying? Y'all white folks, you know, some white folks got it good. And I'm not saying all white folks do. And I'm saying all black folks got it bad. But, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. you got going on, man?
And, for all you Cowboy fans,
I imagine so.
That money they can just take paying too.
Right.
You know, it always goes a long way and helps.
Yeah, so, you know, I hope everything works out for the best for him. Shoot. Come on in the studio if you got something to say. Come on in here. Everybody, I want you to meet my wife on air. Come on in here, Dallas. Come on here. Speak Spanish. Come on. Say, talking to you live, DJ Slab. Come on. Man, don't you like that stuff? Over here trying to stir my vibe. I throw it on her.
That's what you do, man.
You know what I'm saying? You trying to, you know, disturb my vibe. Okay. This is what happened. But yeah, man. Sorry for your boys. You know, they played a tough beat, a series. And,
yeah, they, man, they showed it.
You know, they got whooped. They got whooped.
I mean,
they got whooped. I'm the greatest. I'm the best. Boy, please.
Hey, who's your favorite player?
Now? Or then? Or what? I don't really have a favorite player no more because nobody really excites
well,
me.
Well,
we're
going to
no
put
more.
It like Kissing.
Okay,
so,
they might be.
I mean, he is the greatest.
Right now.
In the world. As of right now,
yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Can't no one,
I'm not going to do nothing with him.
I stand by that.
Stay by that, okay.
I stand by that.
Okay, buddy.
I mean, but he was fatigued, though, man. I mean, you got your, players. You got your players that, you know, didn't show up.
Yeah.
You
I know, mean, you
we
know.
We needed more out of
I ain't going to lie.
Smith.
He can't.
We needed more out of Shumpert. We needed more out of, you know, Matthew Dellavedova.
Everybody. We need a whole
plus
lot of everything.
I mean,
but my
had,
boy.
If we'd have had
my boy.
Kevin Love or Virgil, I wouldn't even been in the game. Y'all wouldn't even have a chance.
Okay. Is that so?
Okay.
But I'm going to say, big up to the Warriors.
Amen.
Big up to Oakland, the Bay Area. Holla at your boy. You got me? Man.
He didn't even
make a bet on here. I was like, man, you know, I'm not a betting guy, but I should have bet it. I should have bet him, my punk ass friend. I should have took all y'all suckers' money. But anyway.
Would have had some money.
Yeah.
Ain't
nothing wrong with one of them. In honor of the Golden State Warriors NBA Championship, Bay Area Rap Collective, the Hieroglyphics had created a commemorative T-shirt with the Oakland symbol inside the hieroglyphic symbol. Now, if you're familiar with the hieroglyphic symbol, it's three eyes and just a straight mouth, a circle face. So, big up to the Hieroglyphics for making this T-shirt representing their hometown, the Bay Town business. You know what I'm saying? We got to give it up to y'all because it's been a long time coming, Bay. I'm glad for him, for the city of Oakland. I'm glad for Stephen Curry. I'm glad for all the Warriors staff. You know, great job, great series. You know, of course I'm tip my head off to LeBron because he's still a great player. I'm not going to knock him like, you know, he ain't shit. But hey, he got something to think about. You know, what I'm saying when he goes back to Cleveland and now everybody does.
Work hard.
Yeah.
I mean, he goes hard, man. His work ethics, man. I mean, it shows.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey. And there.
I mean, plus he had three key players that he was out.
Yeah. And also, the shirts are available for $30 on the Hieroglyphics website. So, yeah, if you're interested, go cop that shirt, man. You know what I'm saying? It's dope. For real, for real. And also they're hosting a gallery and at a party for the Golden State Warriors once they come back to, well, once they have their championship ceremony, they also have a party for the Warriors. So big up to the hieroglyphics. Y'all been making moves for 20 years plus. I grew up listening to y'all, so hey, congratulations to you for making the deal, hieroglyphics, and to the Golden State Warriors for letting y'all showcase y'all talent. So y'all out of me.
Hear about Julio Jones. He said, man, he ain't holding out for no deals. He said he ain't doing that. He said he got his teammates first.
Yeah.
So basically what he's saying is he ain't going to try to be greedy with the money. He's trying to get all the money he can get. He's trying to get, you know, his teammates paid the way, you know, the more you get paid, man, the more you go harder.
Right.
I mean, if they getting paid, you know, a little here, I mean, they're going to feel like, well, I shouldn't go hard.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
So.
That's understandable.
That's one good player right there we see in the NFL. Did not about that cash. He wants that championship.
Right.
They almost had it a couple years ago, too. They, you know, had some slight little problems. Injuries. Yeah, they still got the team to do it. And do whatever they need to do to get this. Try to compete for these titles. They have to work hard. Mike Mobley's team.
Yeah. Shoot. Hey, it's getting rough out there in the NFL, Dale.
Yeah, it sure is, man.
Shoot. A lot going on in the NFL. You know. And your boy Weezy F. Baby, has announced free Weezy album, the release date. And it's set to go reportedly releasing his free album on his own terms. The young rapper, Young Money rapper, who is currently feuding with his father figure and his label boss, the Birdman, recently revealed that Free Weezy album will arrive in April. According to Red Bull, Wayne dropped some hints about his upcoming releases at the Red Bull Guest House show in South Beach, Miami on Saturday, March 28th. And while his DJ donned a FWA t-shirt, Wayne reportedly gave out free t-shirts and performed songs such as I'm Going On, I'm Going In, Miss Officer, and No Worry. So, you know what I'm saying? Wayne is coming together. He's trying to get his career back from his daddy. Salute. You're seeing the light that you don't have to be a slave to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Even black people try to enslave themselves. So, big up to Wayne for taking that step and trying to do his own thing.
Yeah.
Salute.
Sure. And on top of that, man, I know he took some throwbacks and performed them.
Yeah.
He should have took some real throwbacks.
Yeah, but shoot, you know what I'm saying?
Block is hot, man. Because he has some hits off that one. Loud Pipes.
Right.
Everything, man.
Hey, you know, big up to Wayne. Keep doing your thing, you know. I guess I really went into Wayne then. You know what I'm saying?
That was before he got real crazy with it. I mean, you know, that was
before he turned lyrical. Better. Yeah,
I mean, he had lyrics,
but he's like, more lyrical now.
Because he got smarter, man. He went to school and stuff and got smarter, you know, kept his head in them books and
yeah.
stuff. So, you know, that's the real reason why he got smarter, and especially with the words. That's why he used so many words. Then people be like, they really don't know, you know, what he's talking about because they ain't understanding because, like, he used some big words don't nobody really know nothing about.
Yeah.
And know the meaning of.
Right. Hey. One of my favorite punchlines, he said, move like real G, sound like lasagna. If you don't know, the lasagna got it. a G in lasagna to the salad. So that was clever. That was clever metaphor, Lane. I give him that. You know, so, hey, I wish the best for you, buddy.
For real, man. It goes back to the point where, you know, Tupac said, you know, rappers, you know, nowadays ain't, you know, about what they say they about. He said, y'all might thought that I was saying some bad words and stuff, but y'all just wasn't reading into what I was saying. It was some meaning to it. Y'all just thought, because I was saying thug life and all that, then I was just trying to, you know, represent a gang. No, it ain't. It ain't representing a gang, you know. My crew.
So what you got going on, man?
Terrell Pryor, Bengals wave, dude, man.
Damn.
Yeah, Bengals wave, though, Terrell Pryor. He's going to work out somewhere, man. He's good. He's a good quarterback, man. He might try doing what they did to Tebow. Pick up to Tebow, man, getting that 1 year contract, man. Everybody, nobody's safe. It goes to show you, man. You have all the talent in the world. No one's safe, man. If they don't need you, you ain't putting up the numbers or whatever they need you to put up.
Sure, yeah.
You gone.
You ain't putting that production in. Your checks will be cut.
Yeah, sure will.
Not cut to you. They'll cut you out of that check. Yeah, man. And I'm glad to see that, sorry to talk about this bad note again, but we had, like, you know, the hip-hop world with Khalil, you know, Common, Isaiah Rashid, Quest Love, Crazy Bone, Tech N9ne, like Wonder, Rhapsody, Lecrae, and countless other rappers that, you know what I'm saying, that's speaking up about this, you know. This is a serious problem right here. How can you just go up in a church? I'm not a Christian. You know, I grew up in a church, but I'm not a Christian. But you still have to have respect for a holy place. You know, a place to worship. You know, you just don't do that. But something is more to the story. I think it's probably more propaganda than actual truth. You know.
I was in there and they said something
here. It might not.
Or probably thought that what they was preaching on, because, like, a lot of times, okay, you can't say something told you to preach on this.
Right.
God put it in your mind to preach on something. I mean, it can be that. I mean, or it could be that, you know, just so happily they just talk about this today. I mean, it's not saying that he's trying to, you know, the preacher's trying to pick on you or point you out or whatever, trying to make you feel like they already know why you showed up or anything. But, I mean, it's just a word he's giving to you to understand the lifestyle that you live in and where it can take you.
Man, you got that right.
It's help. You ask God for prayer. That's what that prayer is. To put that on that person's mind to talk about it and send it to them.
It's kind of like how Belly on was great, and like he had Buns Great kill the minister. And he actually talked him out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was the best thing he could have had right there. But this man had portrayed a role to infiltrate him, to kill him, to assassinate this man. He actually turned his life around and got, you know, even though it's a movie, but I wish things could happen like it in real life sometimes, you know, especially with that situation. I wish the pastor would have talked to this young man and talked him out of this, you know. Nine innocent people lost their lives from this. And, you know, this is a problem. You know what I'm saying? And not to dwell on it, but I hate when, like, I had a gentleman come through the drive-thru today. I work at a local McDonald's in Lexington, Kentucky, and they comment, not all of them is bad. And I'm like, I know that. What the hell you mean by that? I know that. I know that for a fact, you know. Yeah, I grew up in a white town, white as it could be. You know what I'm saying? And I still got white friends when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? That's all I had. I had my hood, my friends from the neighborhood. You know, my black friends. Then I go to school, I had my white friends. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, hey, I be going there, kicking with them at the crib. I had a friend that his daddy was coach for Kentucky baseball. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, you know, I didn't mind. they treated me good. His mother loved me, you know. Shout out to Sharon Madison, Miss Sharon, you know what I'm saying? Big up. Yeah, that was a great woman to me. So, you know, when he made that comment, I said, I know. That's weird, you know.
Yeah.
But what else you got, Pop?
Sean Marion for the Cavs. He didn't play a lot this year, but he got in during the regular season. Said he's retiring, man. 16 seasons for him.
Hey. That ain't bad, you know what I'm saying? Big up to Sean Marion.
Yeah.
You know? One of the most deflected shots ever in history.
Yeah. Can't nobody do his shot. He shoots from the waist.
Man.
Yeah, man. Big ups to big old Sean Marion, man.
Yeah. Hey. You got a championship. You had a successful NBA career. You know what I'm saying? Salute, my dude. Salute. That's, you know, 16 years in the National Basketball Association is a great accomplishment. You know, he wasn't he was a superstar, you know what I'm saying, but he had one of the weirdest shots ever. He will be remembered as that guy with the slick jump shot, but he will pop it in your eye. So, shout out to my dude. All right.
And shout out to boy Iggy for coming off the bench all year, and in the beginning of the finals, starts the last three games, gave him good, you know, minutes and points and defensive, you know, got MVP.
Yes, the first
finals.
First player in history to not even start a single game in the regular season to win an MVP in the finals.
Yeah.
I read it. I was just astonished about it. I was like, whoa, you know, shout out.
I'm going to give you some good advice, though, man. Go work on your free throws, man.
Yeah, because you could.
That's what was causing y'all.
And it takes a lot for him to miss that, too, if you don't know that.
It does.
He hates to lose, all right.
But, hey. Hate to lose, but I'm gonna give props when props is due,
okay.
Man. You did your thing, Iggy, man. I always liked you, though, man. I can't say that I didn't, you know. I just, you know, Cavs fan.
You know, that's a great thing.
But it's always next year.
Yeah.
We all gonna be back healthy and strong too. Better Kyrie Irving, a better Kevin Love, and a better Virgil.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Hey. And the Beastie Boys was awarded $668,000 in a Monster Energy lawsuit. According to Hip Hop DX, the Beastie Boys received $668,000 in legal fees after requesting $2.4 million. After requesting a $2.4 in legal fees in their lawsuit against Monster Energy earlier this year. The Beastie Boys have been awarded $668,000, according to the New York Times. The New York City-based group initially won $1.7 million in a lawsuit against the company, but later claimed that amount was used to cover their extensive legal costs in the case. The New York Times reports that the judge in the matter, U.S. District Judge Paul Engelmeyer, stated that the Beastie Boys opted to pay for and receive the Cadillac Escalade, not the Honda Civic, legal representation. Although the amount awarded hardly compares to $2.4 million the Beastie Boys requested, the group will reportedly come out headed over $500,000. The Beastie Boys filed a lawsuit against Monster Energy in 2012 over the company's unlicensed use of sabotage, So What You Want, and Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun. Those three songs were featured in promotional campaign of Monster Energy's Ruckus in the Rockies event. So, you don't pay nobody for using their song, you're going to get sued. I be wondering that a whole lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Everybody be doing a little thing, and I don't know. That's crazy. You know, these men work hard on their music, great songs that they get, that y'all use for y'all company. See, that's the thing about it. They be pimping the rappers, not just black rappers, but white rappers too. So, congratulations to the Beastie Boys. I'm so happy for you.
You know, we're supposed to be getting another big prospect. They asking is your boy Jamal Murray, is he our missing piece for our 2015 to 2016 title? I mean, could be. They said he's like another Anthony Davis.
I'm tired of getting close to no cigar. Shoot. I want blood. I want a dynasty. I want us to be like UCLA. Shoot.
We almost there.
You know what I'm saying? But then,
he's one of the top guards, so I don't know, man. I'm going to the table. No, man. I think I might take the kids go see Jurassic World, that new Jurassic Park. Everybody keeps telling me it's a good movie, man. It's in 3D and stuff. So I don't know, man. I'm thinking about taking the kiddos, man, to go check it out, man. What you got going on? I thought that was tonight. Try to do something like that too, man. I don't know, you never know. You know, take the camera down and just shoot shots or whatever. Take some pictures and stuff, man, you know. So you heard it, man. If one of you lucky ladies on this date, man, hit him on Facebook. Salvador Thompson. Hit him on Instagram. And if you really trying to get in touch with him, and you trying, you know, ASAP, hit me on Instagram, Mr. Reinforcement, I'll get in touch with him for you. He wants y'all. We out. Ooh.